I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. President Obama's agreement with Iran now heads to Congress. As part of the deal, Iran will curtail its nuclear program in exchange for billions of dollars in relief from international sanctions. But the idea of lifting those sanctions has rankled many. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the deal a historic mistake. He says lifting sanctions will allow Iran access to billions of dollars that could be used to harm the interests of the U.S. and Israel. It's an idea echoed by former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He spoke to the House Foreign Affairs Committee in Washington.
Iran will be granted permanent and total relief from nuclear sanctions in exchange for temporary and partial limitations on its nuclear projects. That is the essence of why I believe this is a bad deal for America, a bad deal for Iran's neighbors in the Middle East, and a bad deal for the world.
Senator Chris Murphy, who succeeded Lieberman in the U.S. Senate, says he won't support the deal if it doesn't make Israel safer. He says if Iran agrees to dismantle all its pathways to a nuclear weapon, then it's logical we would remove those sanctions. But, he says,
it's important that we keep sanctions in place for their support of terrorism in the region, their violation of human rights internally. And Congress always has the ability to increase the sanctions against Iran for the way in which they're supporting terrorist groups like Hezbollah in the Middle East.
To that end, Murphy says it's not about trust. It's about keeping Iran accountable.
Iran doesn't transform as a result of this agreement from a bad actor into a good actor. Yes, this is going to be a victory for the moderates inside Iran. Yes, there is a potential that the hardliners who have been behind all of these provocative actions in the region, like support of Hezbollah, could be marginalized. But time will only tell. We shouldn't be signing on to this agreement because we think it's going to magically transform Iranian politics. We should be signing on to this agreement because we believe that it's the best way to keep Iran from a nuclear weapon, period, stop.
Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.